Welcome everybody to, but yeah, I, at least that's the working title.
Who knows if we're actually gonna stick with it. Just when we do think of a title, just like, welcome to,
insert title here.
Just like, the typical, like, Microsoft Sam. Oh god. Welcome back. We had so much fun the last time, we decided to do it again this time.
Yeah, anime was gonna be next, but I said frick anime.
And that's weird coming from you.
Anime sucks. You heard it here first.
That's what I've been saying.
That's what I've been saying this whole time.
Yay.
Yippee. I have the receipt.
I would like to speak to the manager.
I heard that you like anime. I have to speak with your manager.
Oh yes, he likes Saria.
So what seemed to be the problem? He did a Naruto run in front of me.
Area 51,
what kind of
man
are you running here?
Sorry, you're too weeaboo. You gotta
Area
go.
Area 51, man.
What are we even? We're just
listen. That's no idea. That's exactly what this is.
Area 51, and man.
And I'm glad. I'm just glad I never have to edit this.
Yeah, I get to handle that mess.
What are we talking about, Area 51?
Area 51, man.
Okay.
Area 51? Oh, that thing that didn't happen?
Did it happen?
No.
Were people there?
No. They were doing a news broadcast at Area 51. You didn't see the clip of the guy Naruto running in the back?
No.
That happened.
Oh, yeah. There was that, but, like, that was it?
Yeah. I'm not talking about the Area 51 raid. I'm talking about the Naruto run. That happened.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, one happened. One of them happened.
Oh, I saw it. I just saw it.
Oh, you just saw it. Yeah.
I literally just pulled it up on my phone.
I think this episode comes out in 2020, so it's, like, horribly irrelevant at this point.
It's okay.
But, yeah.
That, our podcast, I'm about to say, I'm going to be like, our podcast is horribly irrelevant, but it's okay.
Wow, rude.
Hey, I'm horribly irrelevant.
What?
I haven't been catching up with a whole lot, like, so far I've just been, like, looking up other people's, like, best of 2019 or best of the decade.
Oh my god.
Oh man.
Yeah, there's so many tweets going on, like, what have I accomplished this decade? Or like my goals for 2020, which I'm going to do myself.
Well, okay, maybe that is, do you want to have that as a discussion for the day?
Fuck it, why not?
Tell us what happened.
What happened?
This year, or this decade. I don't know. This is your game, so you're gonna... This is your hole, you're jumping in it.
I think I just jumped in head first. Accomplishments for 2019. What did I do in 2019?
Are we talking about 2019 or the decade?
Or the decade. Let's do the decade. The 2010s.
Oh, gosh.
We all graduated high school.
Whoa.
Yes, we did.
In 2012.
Sure did.
2012.
Yeah.
God.
2012.
The decade was just starting at that time.
Do you remember the world was supposed to end in 2012?
Oh, God. I
do remember
that.
I remember that the world was supposed to end in, I think, like 2010 or something like that. Like, wasn't the... What year was the friggin' ring, the Large Hadron Collider?
Oh my god, I remember that shit.
Yeah.
I think that was 2010 or like 2009.
Oh, can I just drop while we're talking about the world ending and stuff? This is gonna sound really random, but hear me out. In SNK fighting games throughout the 90s, when they programmed their games at the end, they would always have, you know, when you win, it was whatever the day that you played it on, so it was supposed to be really cool. But what's really funny is that a lot of the early ones had a Y2K bug in them. So whenever, like, when the year 2000 came around, it was 1000 instead or something. So if you were to play, let's just use Fatal Fury as an example. If you were to play Fatal Fury right now, as of the day we're recording, it would tell you that you finished the game on November 16th, 1919.
Oh my god, we time traveled!
Oh yeah.
Also play SNK games there.
Wait, what year was Fatal Fury? Because I feel like they didn't, like...
Fatal Fury, if it wasn't 1991, it was 1992.
So it was 9 or 8 years ahead.
Yeah.
That they planned this. Oh yeah. I know the new thing that's coming up is the year 2038 problem, which is it has to do with like complicated like binary with like 32 bits and stuff like that. But essentially, if your machine is still running with a 32-bit like operating system or what have you, then the clock kind of craps out at year 2038. And then after that, it was like, oh god, there are no more numbers to go by, and it's gonna like reset itself back into like Mesopotamian times. I don't know.
Everyone's planning like, oh, the world's gonna end like this. People want the world to end.
Well, but I want it. Oh, that's not true.
Yeah, I was about to say, no matter what, I don't want the world to end. We still got life to live. Especially the life we live this decade.
I want Kirby.
2010. Kirby. More Kirby. Yeah. What else did we do in 2019? We all graduated high school.
We graduated high school in
2019. 2019. In the 20-teens.
That's right.
In the 20-teens, we graduated.
Yeah, can I point out that, like, it's... I guess we like 2010s, but we don't really have a name for the what do we call the decade between 2000 and 2009?
The 2000s.
Okay, but that's an entire millennia.
Yeah. See. Okay. So here's the thing. You're right, but when we say the 2000s, I think people kind of assume that we're talking about the decade, not the millennia.
I mean, after all,
you're not wrong. You are absolutely right about this. But again, I just think people kind of understand that that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, I just can't wait for like the like later on in the future when we can say like, yeah, I was still like Fortnite dancing in the 20s, you know.
Oh my god.
Anyway, what's this about Y2K? No, wait, not Y2K. We graduated in 2019.
We graduated in the 20-teens.
In the 20-teens, that's right. Go on.
And that was a big accomplishment, even though we all went to separate schools. We all technically graduated college in the 20-teens, too.
That's right. Not technically, we did.
Yes. Some later than others, but...
Wow. Throwing insults.
No, that's fine.
What? I'm talking about me. I was the last one, I think.
That's what I was. Oops.
Wait, what month did you graduate this year?
May, I think.
Same here. We both did it at the same time.
Yeah.
Although I think mine came out later, so I'm technically the last one.
Wow.
So.
In your face, Kirby fan.
No. You had more time to get the job. You win.
Wow.
Meanwhile, wow. Wash beat us all, like, years in advance.
Well, I mean, I did, but also, like, I had to stay in college for an extra year because I just screwed up my classes so badly.
But we still graduated.
We still graduated, yes. I do, because it's, oh, God, the 20-teens has... My time in college had both, my time in college, that was when I had my first ever failed class. Like, I straight up got an F in not just one class. Like, oh god, I think it was like too many. I'm supposed to be an honors student, so my scholarships were on the line. Towards the end of that, thank Christ that I actually, like, made it through. I even got, like, solid A's one semester with just, like, just the hardest, bout of studying I've ever done in my life. So,
nice.
That's another accomplishment for myself is that I finally learned how to study.
Because, yeah.
Because honestly...
That's good that you
Until the very last year of college, I had no idea how to study. Like, everybody was telling me to, like, read the book, and I was like, okay, I'm reading the book, I'm not getting anything.
Hey, at least you learned how to study. I kind of didn't. If that makes any sense. Like, because I would...
Oh, yeah, I had to get desperate, yeah.
Like, there were times where I would just read stuff, and I would try and... As long as I read the chapter most of the time, I was fine, because my major involved a lot of, like, hands-on projects, where I would, like, make a video, or write papers, or write a report, or do, like... Or for one giant project, literally do a whole, like... Start, basically, a tea company from scratch. Where we basically had to, like, where we had to work in group projects, create a mission statement, vision statements, plan how we were selling tea, create a 100-slide PowerPoint where we'd present this. It was it was intense. It was one of the hardest projects of my life. I broke down many times because of that project, but did it.
Did you fight anybody?
That was probably the one.
Damn.
What?
Did you fight anybody?
No, except myself.
Oh, that's deep. That's deep.
Yeah. And yeah,
I did not fight anybody. I had a couple fights in the 2000s, as we can call it now. But I've had zero fights in the 2010s. And
yeah,
you know
I tried to avoid
pat on the back
fights. I might have gotten punched in the face, but that was more in elementary school, middle school than anything. I don't quite remember.
Yeah, yeah. I was a bitter child in especially in middle school. But I have improved.
And, we all have improved. But that wasn't the 2010s. That was the 2000s. Kirby fan, how was school like for you?
Hey, can we call them the 20 zeros with that?
How about the 20 double zero? The two double zeros.
I've heard the term the oddies, but I don't really like the term the oddies.
No.
Yeah, no, me neither.
Or the naughties. That's even worse.
The naughties?
Is that as in not? As in zero?
No.
That's epic.
I don't like that at all.
The naughties.
The naughty.
Naughty.
Oh, damn it. You beat me to it.
You beat me to it, too, honestly.
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought of. Kirby fan, what was school like for you?
Oh, yeah, we were on that topic.
College was interesting. Wash was the honor student. I was the one who was involved with everything under the goddamn sun, so much that I was distracting my grades. Mm-hmm. How were
and
you?
I'm the one who played Kirby.
Nice. You probably had this... You probably had the least stressful of us all, honestly.
It was so not stressful. I took my time. I didn't involve myself in projects. I went to clubs, but I didn't run any of them. I limited myself. I played Kirby. It was all relatively straightforward.
I'm going to say this about my particular college, was that there were a lot of different clubs that, and quite a lot of them were interesting. But I was really only able to take two different clubs because every single club was having their meetings, at lunch period on Tuesday or Thursday. There was no exception. And so, there were all these cool clubs, and it's like, oh, I'd love to stop by to the computer science club, or the newspaper, the local newspaper, this meeting's already taken. Okay.
Well, it's okay. Yeah, it's very hard. The reason I got away with it is because I went to a very small college, like, really small, like, where everybody knew each other, and it was, and we all, like, you were... And it was, I may have created this, but, like, this school was, like, I'm not sure if it was as well known to be, like, be involved with as much as you can, but by the time I was a senior, people were like, wow, I want to be just, like, random bystander here, and be in everything, and I'm like, oh, no, because I was an orientation leader, too, because...
I want to be just, like, random bystander here, oh, no.
Because I was an orientation leader. I had a ridiculous polo and, like, had to wear khakis and had to be, like, unnecessarily happy and preppy and just be like, yeah!
Like in Monster University?
Yes! I was watching that, and that was like, oh my god, that's me! That was me! And I watched that, like, shortly after graduating college, too. I'm like, wow, I don't want to think about college for a while. And then I watched that, I'm like, oh god. Oh god. And I was like, oh god, I'm Monsters University. But the one I was most involved with was a club I didn't start, but, like, revived. And it was the theater club. And that was the one where I made the most impact and was also the most stressful. But it was also the most rewarding because...
I hope so.
It was because I just... originally, there people... One thing about my university is people wanted to see theater, but no one wanted to do it or, like, bring it, make it happen. And people were pressuring me, like, you should start a theater club. You should start a theater club. And I'm like, no, I'll just follow along when someone else does it. And for a while, there was a theater club doing something for, like, a good year. But all their biggest event was just watching the movie Rent. That was nothing. And it kind of died off. And I saw the writing on the wall. I saw that no one was going to bring it to life. And even though I was in 11 clubs at the time, I was like, you know what? Just fuck it. I will be president of the drama club. And I became president of the theater club. It was very small. We had an e-board. We wanted to do a huge event where we applied to another club called Dance Alliance, where we basically did a huge showcase. And it wound up being the most successful event of that school year. Because it was free. and families outside of the university were invited. So, like, if you wanted to bring your family to the event, you could. And it was a mix of dancing and singing and even some acting, where I actually got to perform in a scene with another actor friend of mine who'd been trying to, like, bring theater club up since the beginning. And now it was so good that I even got an email from the provost saying, like, congratulations on a successful event. I hope to see more in the future. And I'm like, that's not my problem, but thank you. And I just...
You hear that, provost? You're screwed.
And I just remember, like, feeling very proud of myself. But that was the point where I realized, holy shit, I've done too much. And that's what taught me... It's better to focus on one or two things and do them really good than be involved with anything, everything, and do it mediocre. And that was a hard pill to swallow, because I love being part of things. And I'm part of, like, 100 Discords right now. Like, I've reached the maximum. And I'm not really involved with all the communities except for a good few. But... And so I still need to work on that, but one of my biggest things is, like, holding back and be like, no, I need to commit to this and not do everything as much as I'd love to. So, that's a hard pill I swallowed. And that's what I learned. Another thing I learned this decade and in 2019. What's some hard pills you all had to swallow this decade?
I have no idea how to follow this up.
That's a pretty open-ended.
I just tried to transition to stop being like, okay, I'm talking too much about myself. I want you guys to speak.
I guess this can be a lesson in a lot of ways. I mean, it was... So, this decade was the year where I made my first comedy. The comedic short film, Name Unknown,
I remember that!
Yeah,
for those of you who don't know, Wash made a short film in college, and it was, and I remember seeing it for class, And it was, and I was so proud of Wash. I was so proud of Wash. It was great.
Just thinking about that, it was a lot to like learn through the process because I was, oh my god, I wrote it, I produced it, I directed it, I edited it. I love editing like so much. I love it dearly. Editing your own footage is the coolest faith you could ever put on yourself.
Oh my god, because I do it every week.
I was just gonna say, you're speaking to two people that do that.
You do that every week.
Right. So, it's every time. Good lord. Cause the actual, like, shooting of it. Here's the thing. I love editing. I'm not that good at shooting. As much as I like to feel I am, I know about composition. I know about, like, good composition and all that. It's just, I'm not very good at setting up the shot that's gonna give me a good composition. Big part of it is that, like, a lot of what I learned in college had to do with television and setting up for television cameras. And television is very practical. Like, it's shooting for what you need to get shot. But film, it has different sort of rules with composition. So when I had to bring all that footage in and like realize, oh Christ, this is out of focus. Oh Christ, the white balance is wrong. Oh Christ, this is overexposed. And like having to like go through this methodically and just you're just gonna hate yourself when you go through this process. And the biggest thing that screwed me over was that I hired these four actors, and props to all of these actors. They did so well with their parts. They dealt with a lot they were very professional and very patient while I was just like running around trying to figure everything out. I really should have done it better in terms of scheduling, because there were just four actors. And just to get them all in the same room was a nightmare when they all have their own schedule, their own homework. Like, they say, like, okay, I'm going to be there. And then
they don't show up.
When we're shooting, they say, like, no, I have a project. I can't do this. And I'm not faulting anybody for that. I would do the exact same thing. It's just that there was no backup plan. And Random was there for, he was, okay, Random, you actually had a lot into this.
Yes, I did, because you were keeping me up to date with that.
I was keeping you up to date with that. When I wrote my screenplay draft, you actually gave me a lot of feedback on trying to work this out better. And when I was filming and I was just going through this, I was just in the middle of the shoot, and I was just like, oh my god, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? Like, this is falling apart. I have this one day where three of the actors are going to show up. And I was like, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? And, I forget if it was my idea or Random's idea, where it was gonna be like, cause without going into too much of the plot, it's gonna turn out that one of the characters that was supposed to be in the film existed entirely in their head and narration, because I was just using the audio that I had when I was shooting that one character, and so I had to make it as if they were just existing inside their head, and then I shot that, and I edited, and I'm just kind of like horrified, like, oh my god, this is a horrible idea. It just ends in the worst beat. There's like zero comedic thrust in here. It just ends in a flop, and like nothing go ahead.
I was about to say, I remember you showing me like the rough draft, and I was laughing a little bit at the beginning and middle and stuff. I thought the voice was weird, but I was like, you know what? It's a comedy. Go with it. And then we got to the ending, and I think you even told me that my smile just got wiped away.
I think I remember that was for not just you, but a couple other people. That was the feedback I just kept getting, was that like it was like funny, and then death.
And then I think you were like, I don't know what to do. What should I do? And I was just, I didn't know. And I think I'm the one I remember being the one suggesting.
I think, like, I'm pretty sure you were the one that came up with it, because we were BSing, and then you suggested.
Yeah, I suggested, what if this was like what if this was just like an infomercial or commercial for just like a really bad lawyer? Or I gave away too much. And I was like, and I just thought it would be stupid. And I was like, wait a minute. And then you went along with the idea.
Yeah.
Has this ever happened to you?
that's exactly what we did. So I did some reshoots. I got a professor who to go in on this and pretend to be a lawyer. And like, it was supposed to be like a calm, like the sort of lawyer that is just like, have you or someone you know suffered from mesothelioma, like something like that. But instead, he played it like a used car salesman. Has this ever happened to you? And I was dying so badly, and there was no way I was gonna say no, do it my way. I love your way.
And then I just remember like. And I did you show me the final cut, or was it the first time I saw it was in the
I don't remember. I'm pretty sure you kept it
surprised for me.
Yeah.
I think. But I remember like your parents drove me to the premiere of it.
Yeah, that's right.
And that was nice. And I was like there was like two other projects which I don't remember. At all.
Oh yeah, it was part of the honors thesis. So there were a couple others. I'm pretty sure there were a couple other films. I think there was one other film that time, but most of it was just like people wrote songs or they talked about the.
I don't remember it at all. I don't. I only remember yours. I don't remember anything else. But I just remember like. When the ending happened, like, people were laughing at all during the whole thing, but then when the ending happened, people just lost it, and they were just loving it, and I was just like, yeah!
I have new ending worked. The reaction recorded, too. I'm so proud.
You do? Oh, God, I love watching recorded reactions of, like, things that I've done, and be like, yeah, people like that. Or people hated that.
I won the college film festival awards for that. Like I was so proud.
Yeah, you deserve it. It was not only a very funny like short film, but a very good save, because it could have been better. Because you went from something that could have been like all right, but really bad ending to. Pretty good with a hilarious ending. Kirby, are you still there?
Don't touch my stuff!
Hey, this isn't the YMCA.
No.
Okay. I just feel bad because we're talking and then Kirby's just
No, you're good, you're good.
I like Kirby.
That's my contribution to the podcast for the night, Kirby.
I will say we are our biggest critics with things that we create, whether it be short films. I don't know if Kirby Fan made a short film, but I know you did, Wash. And I was actually involved with a short film as well this decade, which I made me think of that. And we are our biggest critics with everything they create. But whether it be a short film, or YouTube videos, or even streams, or just like, or even like just writing in general, we tend to be our harshest critics.
Oh, yeah.
So you two weren't involved in this, but I did make a short film in for my vocational school. I did have to make one.
You did?
Yes.
Wait,
yes,
tell
actually.
Us more about it.
Tell us more about it, and then I can talk about mine, and then we'll all talk about the short films we made. Tell me about your short film. Edit that out.
You'll talk about yours. Tell us about your short film, then I'll tell them about my short film, then we'll talk about our short films. What am I missing here?
What film did you make? Because I don't remember you telling us about that.
I don't think it really ever came up in conversation, but in high school, I went to a vocational school for my last 2 years, and one of the projects there was the final project. We all had to make a short film. And I didn't really have any ideas, and I just kind of put it off, and then it was due in 2 days.
Oh my god.
So I had to think of something fast. So the idea was, tell me if you've heard this before, I was playing Kirby.
Go on.
All right. Of course. And then what the original plan was that I was going to be like staring like at the screen. I got bored, thinking, man, I'm so bored I could watch paint dry. And then like something was going to happen with the wall. I don't remember what it was. But the problem was my sister was in the room over and she wouldn't stop talking. And I needed audio for this. And every shot that I took, you could hear her voice really, really loudly. And the thing was due in 2 days. So all I could think to myself is, shoot, what do I do? So the brilliant idea that I came up with was that because I had so many shots of my wall, I just put in a lens flare, and it was really interesting to my character, and I wanted to grab it, but it kept running away, and I had to chase it. And then there were a lot of outdoor chases with a lot of really weird shots. I catch it. And I go, yeah, I caught it. And the Kirby dance music played, of course. And then there was just kind of a pause. And then I just went, I'm bored again. And then it cut to credits. And that was the short film. Anyways, that was my special film. Random, what about yours?
Oh, my God. But that's awesome.
It's very
neat. That's awesome, though. That's really funny. In terms of short films, there was one I used to write. I'm still working on some now. Write plays, and I was involved with a theater company that was trying to branch into film. And they're like, "We want to turn your
Hollywood.
Short play into a short film."
Oh god!
And I'm like, okay.
Oh god!
And I wasn't in. I just wrote the screenplay, which honestly, the director and I worked on together because I didn't know how to write a screenplay.
Cut to exterior moon
but
day.
I'm credited. So. Yeah. Oh, God.
Okay, to be fair to him, I wrote exterior moon day. That was me. Because that was my funny joke. I'm pretty sure the one that was.
Cut to.
That was random was when he kept writing in cut to. Which yes. You don't need to do.
I didn't know that at the time. And what was I going to say? I wrote it. They made it better because I didn't know the screenplay formula. I basically wrote the ideas while they just changed it into something.
Well, it was based on your own script. So you get like a story by credit at least.
Yeah, yes. We actually had like people filming it. They filmed in many locations, including my house, the director's house, other houses, and a church that we went, not a church, and an old building where there was a church-like setting, which, by the way, I was not only an extra in, but Wash was an extra too.
Oh god, that's right. I was in the church.
You were an extra. And then they had you take pit photos too. And I was like, oh no. They're making them do things. No. Oh no. He's gonna be like, but I love the theater company a lot, and I'm thankful for that to happen, because that was a once in a lifetime opportunity just to be like, I wrote a short film that was produced, but legitimately, and this year it won an award in a film festival in Arizona, like most patriotic film, and. Or the Patriot Award, or whatever the heck it's called.
Oh, okay.
Patriot.
Either. Nice.
I don't want to give away the plot, because I don't want to, like, say much, but it was nice to be like, I got an award! And it's.
What's wrong for you to say, you're SpongeBob?
But other than that, when it comes to, like, actually, like, making and working on things, I had to do a lot of video projects, and I'm kind of thankful I did them, because that got me started on the YouTube train, almost.
Yeah.
Because I got a lot of... Wash, I'll say this flat out, you're the one who really got me interested in editing, because I saw you, like, mess around with Vegas, and I was like, I want to do that. So.
Oh, yeah, like when I was in... Oh, God, when I was in, like, high school, because that was...
Yeah.
The, still miss Sony Vegas, even if it crashes.
it crashed a lot.
It has yet to crash on me.
I don't know why it just crashed on me.
It's not great, but it's so personal to me. I grew up with Sony Vegas, and it's still especially, you know what? I'm just gonna give it this. Sony Vegas is the video editing software for YouTube poops.
Yes.
Oh,
Adobe Premiere, Avid, none of those compare. iMovie, God no. None of those compare to how fluid you can make YouTube poops.
Yeah, honestly. And while I do use Premiere now, Sony Vegas got me through like a buttload of projects. And I remember taking some media production classes and they'd be like, use iMovie. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I am not touching that garbage. Unless I have to.
Yeah.
Because they were like, you can learn to make a movie on iMovie. It's very interesting. I know what to do. I can help you out with that. I don't know if you use any other software. I'm like, I can handle myself just fine. Because I was... And honestly, there was a point where I had three video projects do one after the other at one point, and I just lost more hair than I had now. And back then. I remember one point where I did not sleep one night because it was all up all night editing, and I still messed up the sound, so I had to do more editing when I got home from the class. What else happened? I did a project on Gravity Falls.
Ooh.
Yes, I remember this.
That was so much fun to do. That was one of my favorites. Which, fun fact, the limit for how long the video had to be, 3 to 4 minutes. How long was my video?
It was like
12 minutes.
Yeah, something crazy.
And you think I would get in trouble, right? No. The professor thought it was so good. She was like, why aren't all your guys' videos like this? And then it was like, because it had to be 3 to 4 minutes. And so she literally redid the whole rubric and gave people more time to work on better videos with more length. Because of me.
The professor threw everyone on the bus. Under the bus.
The random bus.
They were
the random bus.
I'm not sure if they were mad at me or the professor, but either way, I was...
I would be mad at both.
Because the inner YouTuber in me was still back then, because I love Gravity Falls. I love it. It's such a good show that also came out in the 20-teens, I believe.
You are correct?
Yeah, it started and finished.
And, yeah, it was one of my favorites, and I just talked about the Bill Cipher Hunt, and it was so great. I also made a video about Mario, and, like, we had to do, like, a transmedia storytelling thing where we had to, like, create another media property based on a media property. And so what me and my partner did was we were like, what if Super Mario Brothers was a series, but actually a good one? And so I literally had to
do
a show... We did a show Bible. We had a binder filled with what the characters were and what their arcs would go. I had a whole pilot of the script first episode written on like a script software, and And we did a video with not only us describing Mario, but of storyboards where I shittily designed, drew the storyboards and voiced them with the project partner. And meanwhile, I did all that. The project partner, God bless her soul, she was great. She designed the cover of the binder.
Aww.
And she voiced a little things, but her voice was very hoarse, so she couldn't do that much. And she helped me give me moral support. But it was very nice, I appreciate it, but I think I did more than I should. I think I did more than I think I was, and it was my fault entirely.
You like to take
like, no,
over
I
the
do
conversation.
This. I took over. I took over big time. And she was just like, okay, sure, you know Mario. And yeah, and so I was...
Was Luigi's arc that he eats lots of spaghetti?
Of course.
Spaghetti!
Spaghetti. But I, like, I had a whole
Super
show...
Super Mario in real life.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. It's like the Sonic movie, but with Mario.
If we've got stories about college projects, I've got a satisfying one. This one's not as funny, but it's satisfying.
Okay.
For one of my theater classes, it was one of the first assignments that we had. The professor had given us the assignment of take an important moment in your life and present it, but kind of how a lot of us chose to interpret it was just kind of, something that kind of told everybody a lot about us. And the story that I picked, this did not happen very long ago. As of this recording, I think it was only about 2-3 years ago. As of when I did it, it was only a couple months. But I used to compete in Smash tournaments, and there was somebody who really wanted to learn and wanted some help, so I offered to go to his house, play a bunch of games with him. So we decided on a date. I got to his house. I got lost, like, twice, but I made it. I go to his house. Before we play Smash, I don't like to only play one thing. I like to play a bunch. And I just, kind of wanted to, casual conversation, maybe get to know the guy. We had nothing in common. Everything that I bought up, he said he didn't like, and he said that he liked something completely different that I didn't like. And he refused to play Kirby with me, so I was completely out of options. I was just like, fine. It was Smash 4, so I said, get the Wii U ready, we'll play Smash. So he gets the Wii U out, and he goes, do you have your copy? And I'm like, no, it's your house. And he goes, oh, well, I don't have the game. I was kind of hoping you'd bring your copy.
Oh, no.
I was miserable. I was just like, you know what? I'm going to go. And what was really nice about this was that it was horrible in the moment, but that is the perfect story to play up as a comedy. And
oh my God, yeah.
I was one of the people that went first. I think I went third. It was only a class of like 10 people. It was very small, and I went third. Everybody else, and I mean literally everybody else, did not do a comedy. I was the only one that did a comedy, so I felt really good about that.
When
I went in there and I did it, I'll never forget this. My professor was laughing. He thought it was very funny, and he said, my one complaint with this, I thought I told you to do something that actually happened. I was like, no, oh no, this happened. His jaw dropped. Everybody in the class was like, you've got to be kidding. I'm like, no, this really happened.
That's fine. Turn your suffering into art.
And that gamer that he helped, his name... Albert Einstein.
Yeah. Checkmate, atheist.
What?
I would laugh in then, but random not getting it?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Okay, I'm gonna contribute this. We're talking about a bunch of different. We're talking about videos, and we move on to presentations. I'll bring up is it counts as a college project in that it happened while I was in college. However, it was not a school project. It was a personal project. I made 2 albums. I started and completed.
You did
albums. Oh my God, like, I remember, like, one day, Like the first one, I did it like so quickly, and the second one took me 2 years because I was so busy with school. But when I finished, it was just like, I finished it. And it's so rare for me to like, cause I have, like my old PC is, it reeks with so many Sony Vegas projects where I just started, I put in a clip and I started working on it for a little bit and then I just got bored and moved on. I'm so bad at finishing what I start. And often I'm even worse at just starting. I just start an idea that I have. So the fact that I was like, hey, I'm going to make an album. I'm going to make a mashup album. And I started that, and then I finished it. And it, the first one is not very good. In fact, I can at least say what it is, since I talked about it before. The first album is called Somebody Help Me, and the second album is called Discovery. It's like Discovery, but with a T, because I thought that was funny. And
that's like if you called Steven Spielberg Steven Spielberg. That's not funny. Aliens wouldn't find that funny.
What the? Did you just decide to, like, punch a water bottle in front of...
Oh, that's me. That's me eating my Starburst gummy berries.
Why is it making that noise? Why is it making that noise?
Because it's a plastic bag and it's nearby the microphone.
Why does it sound like... Why does it sound like you're shaking a bag of, like, bells?
It's kicking my Skittles.
Because it's like a bag of Skittles. It's a plastic bag and it's full
of
gummies.
It's a jar of Skittles for me, Wash.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry if it sounds like I'm playing a game in front of the mic, because I'm playing a game in front of the mic.
Oh my god.
Who could play that game? Okay, I'm putting it away.
I will say, I think for all of us, the 2010s were a good year for us to grow as people.
Oh, yeah.
Whether we experience good or bad stuff.
I mean, all of us turned, like, 18, and we turned, like, 16, which was a big year, 18, 21, like, 25. It is a pretty, like, major numbers as like teens to adults that we reached in the 2010s.
18 was important for a year because that's when I got into anime.
I voted when I was 18. I got added that though. I remember.
Oh, I did become a U.S. citizen in 2014. So like
I met my first vegan.
Your first vegan?
Yeah, I met my first vegan.
I honestly didn't hear what you said.
No, it's exactly what you thought. I met my first vegan.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Who was the vegan?
Someone I'm not friends with anymore. I know how that sounds. I know how that sounds.
Wow, I guess you couldn't stand being vegan longer, huh? I met my first vegan
now. We're not friends anymore.
No, we're not friends
I've anymore. Met other vegans since, and they're good people.
I met a couple of vegans. I think I dated... Did I date a vegan?
Gotta look through the catalog of girlfriends.
Oh, yes, all five of them.
I'm sorry. I'm still
on vegan.
I'm still on...
Hey, Wash.
I'm still on
vegan.
I met my first vegan. We're not friends anymore. Just the story that tells that you never have to say.
It's okay. Area 51, man.
Area 51. Yeah.
Can't wait to edit all this out.
Yeah.
We gotta keep it comedy.
Yep. We're gonna edit out the whole thing.
Hey, this isn't funny.
Gonna edit out the whole thing except for the instances where I go, Area 51, man.
and then we bring it back.
It's gonna be like a 10-second long podcast.
Hey, you like to keep things short and concise,
yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah.
So.
Forget all the stories.
So much for the light touch edit.
All you need to know about what I had to say this podcast was Area 50. Okay, so all of what you two say stays in, but the only one of my footage that stays is when I say Area 51.
Area 51, man.
Wash.
Yes.
Do you have any serious stories to talk about?
Oh my god.
Why, yes, I do, Patrick.
I know.
You might have to get a little, like, specific with that, because I can... I mean, I can get serious. I just don't know if I want to get... I would rather get, like, at least a little bit relevant. I don't know.
Well, I mean... What's relevant?
Yeah, what's relevant to you, Wash?
I guess this is... I'm thinking, because... I don't know why. Maybe part of, like, what you're talking about, like, Twitch and all, it just got me thinking about, like, my online life and how much it had changed this decade.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah, because that might have been a good discussion for, like, the beginning of this instead of, like, whatever we've been going on.
Hey, I like this discussion, but if we want to talk about, like, that discussion next time, let's do that next time. But that's a good point. Keep going on it, because I want to interject, but I don't want to. Go ahead.
It's got to be about me, but let's start with you.
You were saying your online life has changed.
Continue.
So, because I'm thinking about it, and I guess it's because, like you said, like 2012 was when I started college, and I remember around this time I also decided to, because I had a Twitter account, and I decided. I had a Twitter account. I started it in, I think, like 2009 or maybe 2010. And I did nothing with it. And then when I started in college, partly because I started following a bunch of funny people, I ended up getting, like, a lot more involved in Twitter, and I ended up getting involved with weird Twitter. Do you remember those days?
Oh, I remember those days.
Oh, God.
And I was just like, Wash? I was avoiding Twitter at that point, but mostly because I was afraid of it.
You should still be afraid of it, honestly.
I am still, but...
And the thing is, it was really for that... year, like for 2013, it was all Twitter. Like I was still involved in my school, and I was still involved in college and stuff. But it was like that. Like 2013 was just the year of Twitter for me. It was like I ended up having a relationship starting from Twitter, and it's. Spoilers, it's still the relationship I'm having right now. Hoo-jah!
Yay!
Yay! What clap was that?
That was a clap.
Yeah, we were happy for you, so we clapped.
Oh, okay. No, but it sounded like a pattern, like a song. It was a song.
We are proud of you.
You might want to work on your singing voice a little bit there, buddy.
We are proud of you.
You might want to work on your rhythm there a little bit, buddy.
We are proud of you.
You might want to tone down the aggression a little bit, buddy.
We are proud
of you. I said tone down!
Watch!
Okay. So basically, after 2013, like I was still pretty involved with, still somewhat involved in Twitter, but like it just really kind of like died down for me, and like I just remember like especially during college, I still had like you two to talk with, and we still had like the MSN Messenger those days. And then Everton Messenger got closed down, so we were forced to migrate to Skype. And then we went to like Facebook Messenger, and it was like a little better, but it was still not the same. And then we went to Discord, and then we moved to Discord, and I found a bunch of Discord servers, and it's way better than.
that's how you found Rancid, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's how we found. That's how we found Rancid. Rancid was I'm pretty sure. Cause the server that I found Ransom in, I'm pretty sure that was like the first server that I joined that had nothing to, neither of you were in.
Yeah, first server was Buck Bumble!
Now it's time to talk with the bigoted Buck Bumble. No one's gonna
what
get
about
that
now?
Us.
It's time to rock.
Everybody's gonna, the song everybody's gonna get. The server, no. The server, no.
No.
In the server, possibly, no.
And then you join, like, a couple of servers that we were mutual in. Like, you joined my you guys joined my Discord server. You join other Discord servers that we are all part of. Or that Kirby Fan is a part of that I'm not.
I think the only two servers we're in together are ours and yours.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. For me, it's just ours and yours.
Okay.
So yeah. This is, once again, it's all about you.
I'm sorry, I'm a narcissist.
So the point that I was getting at was that it was just kind of interesting, like just how much I think a big part of it is that Discord is just kind of the form that I wanted. Because I remember like trying out a whole bunch of different forums. Like I remember like TV.com, rest in peace.
Yeah.
And then, like. Yeah, the that guy with the glasses, IGN. I remember I was trying a bit on IGN and GameStop. Or not GameStop, GameSpot. Back when they still had forums. They might still have forums. And I remember like trying for a bit, and it just never like clicked for me. And it's probably like a big part of it is that like either you have to join somebody else's discussing or you have to start your own, and it's just always. And it's like, it's such a horrible feeling when you start a thread and nobody's talking. And yeah. You have to, and you're like trying to like bump your own thread and people get mad at you. I mean, probably
yeah,
right.
I remember
so.
Those days.
Yeah, probably right.
Yeah, I
so.
Can imagine.
But like with Discord, it was just like, here are different silos of conversation. Go, and just like just what we have a server about Pixar. Bring up a Pixar movie, or talk about the Pixar perspective.
Yeah,
and it just kind of felt right. It felt what we've needed.
Something just works about Discord. Something just magically works.
Probably that it's like a whole bunch of it. It's just like it rips off like IRC chats from like way back in the. In the web days, but I'm around those times, I was still in elementary school. Like the only forums I was on at the time was like Nick.com, and
oh my god, Nick.com.
And
Nick.com.
I remember they had a joke section in the forums, and the annoying thing with Nick.com was that every single post. Had to be checked by a moderator first, which makes Ooh. Sense because we're little kids, but also it just felt like, it the whole forum Oof. Just moved at the pace of molasses, and it was just like, I don't know. So I guess all of this is just to say that like I found some better communities, better people through Discord and. Services like it, and I'm really hoping that for the next decade, I just have like a healthier online life than I did in the 2010s.
Yeah, honestly, just the fact Discord has made communities a lot easier to grow in. Even sites like Twitch and YouTube and Instagram and even Twitter sometimes, not as much. I think Discord's the king of community building when it comes to. Like, just like creating communities with Instagram, Twitter, and Twitch, and YouTube being more of like, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter being more like a I regurgitate something, people like it, and with Twitch and Discord, it allows conversations to form and communities to talk with each other, and like bondings can happen. More Discord than Twitter. Discord has allowed me to be. I love Discord. I'm part of so many Discords. Mm-hmm. So many. Like, my God. But I agree. It's weird to think, because I remember not necessarily the 20 teens, but definitely the 2000s, where we were like, don't meet strangers on the internet. You're not gonna, don't talk to randos on the internet.
Random bystanders.
Because they're gonna, I know. Don't. And I was just like, oh yeah, I'm never gonna talk to everybody. The dangers of MySpace. Oh God.
MySpace. MySpace.
Oh my God, I had a MySpace account, I remember. I even posted like some photos on it, and I have no idea where it went now. It might have been deleted already.
I never got a MySpace. My mom would not let me have a MySpace, but she let me have a Facebook.
I remember I remember at the time, the minimum age for MySpace, and I think it's for most for most social media sites, including the Discord, the minimum age was 13, but I was 12 at the time, and I was begging my dad to get me a MySpace, and I got a MySpace, and then I posted a couple things. I was like, why isn't anybody talking to me? And then I gave up. I'm glad I have Discord.
You just... Yeah. Discord's fun. MySpace is dead. Facebook is meh. Twitter is... alright. Instagram is fun if you like taking pictures. Twitch is great if you like to live stream. YouTube is great if you like to make videos, but also not great if you like to make videos. And, yeah. Social media and the internet is weird. It also is strange that we can, like, talk. The fact that we have computers in the palm of our hands now that are called cellular devices, that has changed a lot of things.
Yeah, that did change. That started really picking up in, like, what would be, like, 2013, 2014? Could be fan, I remember you getting, unlike me,
were probably more involved.
Yeah, you actually had a lot more success in the forums and stuff. So much so that you, you were mods, weren't you?
I was a mod on a couple. And then there was one that a friend of mine made that in 2 weeks he was just like, yeah, I give up on this. And he wanted me to admin the forum, and I was like, I don't know. I've never really run anything before. And he's like, well, I don't want to do it, so you're doing it. And it was a fun time. The forum's dead because forums are dead. But those are good times. Those are very good times.
Yeah. I remember... Cause around high school when you were still pretty active on the forums and stuff, and I remember I brought up this one like game article. I wish I could remember the name of the website, but it was the article was like why every Mario game was both the best and worst of the series, and they did one for Legend of Zelda as well. And I remember, I brought this up to you, and you ended up, writing your own thing for Kirby, where you go through each of the Kirby games and say why people could consider this to be the best in the series, why they could consider it to be the worst in the series, and then your own personal opinion.
I also remember
this. There was one particular game where you just had, nothing bad to say about it.
Yep, and I know which one that is, too.
please refresh my memory.
Superstar. Or it was probably Ultra, because I have nothing bad to say on it. But if I was melding remakes and originals together, then it was Superstar.
Okay, yep. And I still really like that idea, and honestly, I feel like we could easily do something like that for Pixar.
The very last thing that I did on my forums, I finished the actual ranking, but I never finished the write-ups because it was so much work. But before Planet Robobot came out, so it was every main series game from Dreamland 1 all the way through Triple Deluxe, in the span of like a week, this took like everything out of me, but in the span of a week, I played every single game, and I ranked the levels from bottom to top. There were 99, I believe. So to make it fancy, I made number 100 like the rest. But it was just from 99 to 1 what my favorite levels were in order from worst to best. And as far as the write-ups go, I got to like 70. It's all ranked. I have the doc and the document holds up. I wouldn't change anything. I would just add later games. But if you take those games away, I still totally agree with everything that I did. And I did this. Planet Robobot was 2017. So this was like 2.5 years ago I did this, if not like slightly more. That was fun. I just did everything in like a week. Like what? How many games was this? This was Kirby's Dream Land, Kirby's Adventure, mm-hmm. Kirby's Dream Land 2, Kirby Superstar, Kirby's Dream Land 3, Kirby 64, Kirby and the Amazing Mirror, Kirby Squeak Squad. I had to do the one unique game mode for Superstar Ultra. Kirby's Epic Yarn, Kirby Mass Attack, Kirby's Return to Dreamland, and Triple Deluxe. So that was 13.
That's 13.
Yeah, and I had to 100% all of them because I'm a completionist.
Who
oh, wait, did I
remember,
say Canvas Curse? I didn't say Canvas Curse, so that's 14. I also didn't say Rainbow Curse, so that's 15. Oops.
So here's something I remember what that reminded me of was... as part of your, it was either a forum post or it was a blog, but I remember for an entire month, what you decided to do was try to rank every single video game song.
Oh my god, the top 100 VGM! Oh, that list is super outdated. I so disagree with a lot of it, but that was so much fun.
For an entire month, I couldn't even like talk with you.
Yeah.
All you could do was you had to just spend more time listening to more songs.
Yeah. I played a lot of stuff. Like I said, the list itself is outdated, but it was hella worth it. That was fun.
That sounds awesome.
That's honestly hell yeah, and I feel like I should do something like similar to that with like SpongeBob because
I can actually pull it up right now. I know the forum obviously, and I know exactly where to go to find it. I'm gonna pull it up. Yeah, I forgot I did that. I made the top 100 topic, and then to be fancy and like egotistical, I just put the 10 in a separate topic.
I would honestly just go for a whole episode where you're just like scrolling through your forums. Look at our old blogs. Random, do you remember our blog?
Our blog? I thought it was yours.
No, what I was gonna say was, this is not to do with the 2010s, but in middle school, I had a blog spot. And Random was the only person that was posting a comment.
I posted my number one VGM at 12 in the morning. I am a genius.
The best viewing time.
That's... Oh my god. And then at 12 a.m. Oh. Okay. I posted it at 12 a.m. I just posted a lot of, like, empty space. If we ever do a video in person, it's going through my old forum. There's so much material on here.
It's going through all our old... It's going through all our old shit and just being like... And just cringing. That's the entire video. To end on a positive note, it's getting past the time we have to leave, at least for me. We learned a lot from the 2010s. Whether they be good or bad. And we will learn a lot for the 2020s, which honestly I was thinking we should go over what our goals are for 2020, but that's
Kirby.
A whole separate one for another. But yeah.
Kirby. Yours is Kirby, mine is SpongeBob, like I just said.
Mine is Nintendo.
Well, I've got the best out of the three.
Yeah. You got the most specific, too.
Yeah, definitely the most specific. But yeah, this was fun. This was very fun. We got some comedic places, some fun places, some fond memories, and even some sad points, too.
That depends on whether or not that the Kirby fan keeps it in the edit.
I have all the power.
All the power.
You do.
But either way, is there anything else you want to say? Some final words before we end this part of the podcast?
Area 51, guys.
That's our big takeaway in 2019.
Is
Area 51?
Well,
why did I say
you know
that?
What?
Why did I say it ironically and bring it back as a running gag?
Because it's Area 51, man.
Yeah. Yo, bro.
And we didn't introduce ourselves.
Oh, we forgot to again.
Might as well not introduce us. Yeah. We might as well not introduce ourselves with these. But I'm Random Bystander here.
I am The Wash.
I am Area 51.
I knew it!
I mumbled that so quietly, too.
I should have used the audio slider.
I should have used the audio slider, honestly. It would have come out much better.
You should have.
Yeah,
do it
yeah
again.
I was going to say, I'll do it again. Area 51, man.
It doesn't even sound like you're saying words. It just sounds like you're talking through a shell.
I'm going to turn it on max and scream.
Hey, Ted! Good morning!
See, Ted's working out.
Hey, Ted! Good morning! Area 51, man!
Big deal! In 5 steps.
See, Ted Naruto runs to work.
I'm turning off the record button.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. And...